So what exactly is superstition, and can something that is like superstition be used in devotional service? That means you feel that if I stand here, I'll be able to distribute more books. If I stand here, I won't be able to distribute so many books. So can such, should such feelings be entertained in bhakti? And if not, then how can they be avoided? Answer. Firstly, what we may consider as superstition may not necessarily always be superstition. So for example, shakun or omens are very much a part of the Ramayana and the Mahabharata and even the Bhagavatam. So one of the understandings of the bhakti worldview is that we live in an interconnected cosmos. And because we live in an interconnected cosmos, when something inauspicious or something auspicious is going to happen, at that time, within the, there are predictors of that. Just like when there is going to be hot weather or there is going to be cold weather. We may say, oh, now it has become hot, it has now become cold. But people who live more attuned to nature, they can just by sensing, oh, the wind direction is changing. Wind temperature is changing. Even before the temperature changes, they can predict, oh, this indicates that now it's going to rain. So like that, there are omens which are a valid predictors of certain things. But what are actual omens and what are just superstitions? Discerning that is not often not so easy. And that's why we need to be careful about not giving too much credence to omens. So Srila Prabhupada, according to astrology, at least the way Prabhupada presented it, or Prabhupada talked about it, he says, say traveling on Thursday is not good. One should not travel on Thursday. So Prabhupada would usually avoid traveling on Thursday. But if it is necessary for some program and it is unavoidable, then Prabhupada would still travel. So in general, our principle is more or less Yukta Vairagya. If it can be used in Krishna service, use it. If it comes in the way of Krishna service, avoid it. So we don't want to deliberately go against the principles of astrology. At the same time, we don't have to curtail our bhakti entirely just because of astrology. So now with respect to us, suppose we are going for book distribution and that time a black cat goes in front of us. Should we decide I'll not go for book distribution today? Not necessary. You can still go for book distribution. Maybe we can just be a little more on the watch out, not be careless, not be absent-minded. So it's not that when an omen happens, at that time something necessarily bad has to happen also. It is something wrong may happen. It's more like, say, if somebody, some astrologer says that this is a bad period for you, this time Mangal is bad for you. So what does it mean? It means that, say, this time you might meet with an accident. But if you are driving recklessly at that time, the accident will be much worse. If you are driving carefully, the accident may still occur, but the impact may be much lesser. So like that, there are omens which may be bona fide. And even when the omens are bona fide, that doesn't mean that we have to give up bhakti. We are given the practice of bhakti, but we may have to we do it with more caution, more alertness, whatever. With respect to certain feelings which you may get as gut feelings, we may say, maybe I should do like this, maybe I should not do like this. Rather than calling it as superstitions, if that does not require much adjustment of things, that is perfectly fine. So, for example, even some preachers, they may feel that when I want to keep track of my time, I want to have a clock and the clock should be kept here. And then when they keep the clock somewhere else, that might just distract their focus. I want the clock here itself. Or somebody would say, okay, you want to record the class? I don't want a mic on my clothes. Keep it away. I don't want it to touch me. Now, is that an omen? I wouldn't call it an omen or a superstition or anything like that. It is just a personal inclination. And if we get an intuition like that, it's fine. We don't have to make a big issue out of it. So, there's something, say, for example, some devotees, when they drink water, they drink without touching the mouth to it. Some others touch the mouth. Both are ways of drinking water. There's no need to make a big deal out of it. So, like that, if you're distributing books and we feel maybe if I'm standing here, I can distribute better books, just try it out. We don't have to think that we are giving into superstition, nor should we think that if it is not working out, still I have to stick to this. So just in general, Prabhupada's approach with respect to these things was practical. Whatever works, do it. So practical in the real world, when we are acting, often strategizing has to be dynamic. And sometimes even small changes can bring about a big difference. So if you are conducting program in a college, and somehow you find that the boy who is hosting the program in a college hostel, he's an unpopular boy. And we may have to just shift from that boy's hostel room to some other room. We may get more people. That is a practical thing. We don't have to get into a whole complex that, oh, because not many people are coming for this program, that means it's inauspicious, I should give up the program or whatever. So rather than going into the zone of what is a superstition, what is bona fide, what should be done, just focus on practicality. And as much as possible, say for example, devotee say you should sleep in a particular direction. If it's possible to do that within one's own house or wherever one is sleeping, that's good. But if it's not possible, that's also okay. It's not a catastrophe if one is not able to sleep like that. And in this case, there will be different devotees who may have different, who may give different degrees of emphasis to this. It may also depend on how much one is connected with these other fields. So if somebody has got into these fields a lot, somebody who is in astrology, that person may give much more importance to astrological things. Somebody not in astrology, that person may not give so much importance. So if we find some other devotees giving a lot of importance to this, we don't have to think that I have to do it, not have to think that they are doing wrong. Just focus on doing whatever works for us. There is our essential practices of paravidya. Paravidya is we want to practice bhakti. But while practicing bhakti, what should we do at a material level for acting in bhakti? That is a matter of strategy. And that strategy may vary in different situations, by different people. So Arjuna got the principle of that he should serve and fight in devotion. But it was not that on all the 18 days, Krishna was dictating the strategy all the time to Arjuna. Go here and fight here. At certain times, Krishna gave some counsel, but Arjuna was using his intelligence. So in the practical execution in this world, the spiritual and the material joined together. And Arjuna did not win the war just because of Krishna's instructions. Krishna's instructions gave him the inspiration to fight. But Arjuna also had his own archery expertise, which enabled him to win. So the material situations can vary according to time, place, circumstance, and what we in bhakti focus on is the spiritual motivation, the spiritual inspiration, the pure intention. But the practical implementation, that can vary according to time, place, circumstance. And we don't have to go too much into or against any particular material system. Whatever works for us, we can use that and move onwards. How to overcome their minds focus on or obsession with some kind of omens. It may just be that we have a particular kind of upbringing, particular kind of mindset, because of which we are more prone to think about these things. Then it may be, if it is coming a lot, then maybe once in a while consulting with a devotee astrologer, especially for major decisions, that is fine. And learning our principles. There are some devotees also have written some books on astrology now. So astrology is not just, this is a whole big, within astrology there is numerology, there is palmistry, there is a whole different field. Omens, studying of omens also is itself a field. So we can get sucked in it all completely. But we can get awareness of some introductory principles. If we feel too caught in that, then usually as devotees, Jiva Goswami explains that above every devata is a particular form of Vishnu who is overseeing that devata. So for example, instead of worshipping Ganesh, devotees may worship Narasimha Dev, because it is said, Brahma Samhita says that Ganesh's trunks, tusks, Yatpada Pankaja, you know that Kumbha. So he has offered his tusks to Lord Narasimha Dev, Lord Vishnu, Lord Govind Krishna in the form of Narasimha Dev. So instead of chanting the prayers to Ganesh, devotees, when a normal astrology asks us to worship Ganesh, devotees worship the predominating deity of Ganesh, that is Vishnu. That is Vishnu in the form of Narasimhadeva. So like that, if one's mind is conditioned towards these things and one feels that maybe I sure can get things better by doing this, then one can consult a devotee astrologer and do things in a devotional way in that particular situation.